Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Okay, Daniel, talk to us again on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I am all right. The place is electric, John, as we head towards the 109th running of the Indy 500.
Wouldn't it be neat if they had electric cars? Will that ever happen? Will there be an electric car race, Dane?
100%. I don't know when that will be, but it's definitely going to happen. I know on the NASCAR side, they've already done, for the Daytona 500, they had electric pace cars. I think it's only a matter of time. I mean, I know all of our enthusiasts and motorsports purists, but I think at some point, you know, maybe it's many years away, but it'll happen.
I wonder if an electric car can go 220 miles an hour.
Oh, it could go 500, right? Just depends on the size of the battery.
Boy, and as quick as an Indy car is, or a Formula One car is, imagine the start 33 electric supercharged vehicles. That would be something to see.
Right, 0 to 240 in, you know, a second and a half.
I know. It's dangerous enough as it is. All right, but let's talk about the gas-powered cars. You're going to broadcast tomorrow starting at what time, sir? On Sunday.
It's going to be 9 a.m. is the El Bandito Yankee Tequila at the Track pre-race show. And so I'll be on here, but get this. This is sold out. And so there's more people than there has been since 2016. The 100th running, I think, was people just attached to the number, right, to the year, thinking this is going to be big. This one is generated just on popularity, and it is going to be absolutely packed. So I've got to be here at 9. The hotel is maybe 10 minutes away. I will be here probably at 5:30 in the morning because they shut down roads. It gets jam-packed. It is that bad. So anyone thinking maybe if they're coming, if they're not familiar with the process, leave, you know, hours and hours early.
How fast will the cars go this year?
I think they'll go in the 230s, maybe to, you know, you look at some of the qualifying speeds and some of those with the right setup there, like, you know, 240 or something like that. But I think during the race, you're not going to see it that fast, but, it depends on what kind of illegal modifications people make.
Did you say illegal modifications people make?
Well, You know, I'm sure you've heard, or maybe you've paid attention to some of the drama. You know, we had the defending two-time champion, Joseph Newgarden, and then Will Power, for the guys from Penske. They had some extra things that I guess that they did to the car got called on it. You know, people use the word, you know, cheating. You know, I don't know. They say in racing, at least in the NASCAR side, they say if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So I don't. But in inspection was caught, and so they had to move those two back. So Will Power and Joseph Newgarden from Penske, and as we know, Roger Penske owns the series, and the Speedway. They'll be at the back of the field.
Is that why they say this will be the fastest last row ever?
They're hoping that. No one has come from that far back. You know, you have to go back to, I don't know if it was like the 30s or the 50s, you know, some of these times where the cars just wasn't even an apples to apples deal to see some of that. But this is the kind of race where, and you're going to use the phrase, anything can happen. You know, you've got on the pole, you've got Robert Schwartzman. He's a rookie. This is his first oval race. He has the pole. And then, as we know from watching it, of course, everyone will be listening on the original radio voice WGN to the race, you know, it comes down to those last handful of laps, you know, if you know, pit stops and pit row and timing and gas. And so there's a lot of things that have to happen regardless of how well you've qualified.
What other drivers will people be maybe betting on? What else is interesting to you about this year's running?
Well, so Takuma Sato is a guy that comes back. He's one of those ringers, a two-time winner back with Ray Hall, Letterman Lanigan Racing. We've had him in at WGN. He's in second. Qualified second. He's a guy who's won it twice, could definitely win it again. That would be great for them. But then Alex Palau is in six. He's a three-time IndyCar Series champion, young driver, just a super great guy. You're going to hear him on Sunday with me. He five starts in the IndyCar season so far. He's won four of them, so he is on a big tear and hasn't won an oval yet, but he's done very well, so I look at him. And then Elio Castroneves, you remember him because, of course, you and I are both avid Dancing with the Stars.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
He won And I asked him, I'm like, Elliot, it's sold out. What's the reason? The popularity. He goes, it's me. So ultimately, there's confidence there as he goes to be the only five-time winner of the Indy 500 ever. So, you know, people would love to see that. He's obviously a great ambassador for motorsports, for the sport.
Is the track going to be dry? Is it going to be a good condition?
Well, they're leaving a 20% chance for rain, but I'll tell you right now, I feel like, and I don't want to, we just have to channel Tom Skilling, but I feel like, unlike last year, this is going to be nice and dry. It's going to be about 70 degrees. I feel like it's going to be a really nice weather race. We do have Kyle Larson in doing the double again, and so he'll be racing the Indy 500, then getting on a plane and racing the Coca-Cola 600. Only one guy has ever completed it on the lead lap and had chances to win. That's Tony Stewart. He'll be here calling or doing some of the broadcast stuff for the race as well. So I don't know. It's, you know, just like anything, it's just such a big, the spectacle, the magnitude, the pageantry, you know, every bit about it is just big. And, you know, it's going to be an exciting race, I think.
Are these Indy cars engineered like the NASCARs that they're all supposed to essentially be the equivalent? They should all be able to go about the same speed because of those parameters you were talking about, and therefore it's the skill of the driver and the team?
Yes. So it's, you know, a spec series in the way, unlike, let's say, Formula One, which is whatever you can do to make it faster, go ahead and do that, put, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars if you have to. And so they try to make it as even and as equal as possible. So it does come down to whether it's strategy or the skill of the driver. But, you know, there's like little things like in some wiggle room here and there where things can happen, and teams have different strategies. Where they got in trouble was they were, you know, filling some gaps with some Bondo and some other things, and then were trying to, you know, some of the teams, whether they'll try to make the car a little bit lighter, either I think they were drilling holes and brake pads and wow, and some of those things. You know, who's to say, when you're traveling that fast and people are winning by just tenths of maybe hundreds of seconds, every little bit counts. And but yeah, it's going to come down to it. But then again, there's so many unpredictable things. You have, let's say, you know, you've got Schwartzman, who's got the pole, which is a pretty big deal. You know, they make a big deal about it. It's a thing you add to your resume. And he's a rookie, you know, and you have all these guys that have won multiple times in the field. And, you know, so that's why they race the race.
Okay. 9 a.m. on Sunday. Who do you like?
I got to say that I like Alex Palou to win. You know, he's won four out of the five races. No reason why he can't keep it going. He is dialed in as you can get for Chip Ganassi Racing. But you know who the winning... the real winners are the fans, John, because they've got the food. You know, they've got all sorts of different things happening. They've got these new, like, tater tot nachos that are drizzled with ranch. I mean, it just seems like the chefs got together and say, like, it's not enough. We need more. Like, put ranch on it and then sriracha, right? And so there's a whole bunch of new food offerings people will be able to get sick on or enjoy or whatever here. And then you've got the Oscar Mayer Wiener cars are racing today. It's really a whole week. The month of May, they celebrate it. And this week is just crazy. Rock bands, you know, just all sorts of techno stages. It's a lot for everybody.
Okay. You're on at 9 o'clock Sunday morning for an hour. Then we'll go to the networks for their pregame coverage. And then when do they drop the puck?
I don't mean you mean the puck for the hockey game? I'm not focused on the hockey.
No, that was my just silly way of asking you, when does the race start?
Oh, I think it starts at noon. I think, you know, we've got Jim Cornelissen, who will be doing back home again in Indiana. You got a flyover from the F-16s. You've got all that coverage that we'll have. And I got to say, I want to shout it out. Everyone at WGN's enjoying Bona Beef, because tomorrow is a National Italian Beef Day. They'll be on with us on the program Sunday, too.
There are sandwiches wandering up and down the hallways of WGN Radio, even as we speak. All right, Dane, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's always great to listen to you. We'll be dialed in with you Sunday morning at 9.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.